Well, I am really excited today to have a guest on this podcast that I have heard speak. I've read his book. His name is David Cooks. He is an amazing speaker, facilitator, coach. Boy, you name it. He's an author, and I'll let David tell you a little bit about his story. So welcome, David.
Well, thank you for having me, Will. It is an honor to be on your podcast. I'm excited for all the things that you were doing. And a little bit about my book. I wrote the book, Getting Undressed from Paralysis to Purpose. And it takes a look at some key times in my life since becoming a paraplegic at the age of 15 years old. And along the way, I've learned a lot of lessons about life and how to persevere through adversity. But I've also learned some things about teamwork, leadership, and communication, I think, that have helped me to be as successful as I have been.
Well, and you know, we've talked over the years, David, about creating an engaged workforce and the importance of culture and the importance of leadership. And what I so enjoy about hearing you speak and reading your book is that ultimately, and how perspective drives performance and how one goes from, as you say, paralysis to purpose.
Yeah, well, you know, I think there's a couple things that are important. I think how employees or teammates feel about themselves impacts how they perform. On a personal note, for me, that perspective is what allowed for me at age 15 to get out of the physical rehabilitation center in 2 months instead of 6 months, because I saw things a little differently and saw that I could get there. The other thing that's important, I think, for leadership to understand is that the members of your team need to know their value and they need to feel value. I think oftentimes they want to know, how can I contribute to the bottom line? What is it that I can do? And I think that that's really important that they understand that. And that comes through clear communication. You know, I think that leadership should communicate often. It should be clear. It should be concise. And it should be consistent, because there's three things that we all want to know. What's my job? How am I compensated? And is there room for advancement?
Boy, and the research that we do supports those three things all the time. And as you know, culture today, particularly with a younger generation that has so many choices with this low unemployment environment, they really want to make sure that their leaders are doing everything they can to support them. And I've read so much of what you've written about how leadership today needs to look at this in order to really become great and to create a highly engaged workforce of people who want to follow somebody and follow somebody who understands that life is not easy. Work is not easy, is it?
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, the best leaders in my mind are the ones who invest in relationships, because you can't lead people that you don't know. And so you have to be willing to take time and invest in them. And it's amazing what happens when the players on your team, so to speak, know that you believe in them. It's amazing what that does in terms of their output and their performance and the commitment level that you can receive from them.
And in the employer brand world today, there are so many organizations that I think struggle sometimes with, how do I develop the leaders? How do I develop people? Generally, your book, I think, serves as an incredible framework for how people can take on the challenges that come to all of us every day. And you just motivate people to look at life differently, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I think one of the things I've learned is, you know, people need to transition from the questions of why me and why now to the questions of how can I learn, how can I grow, and most importantly, how can I serve someone else? How can someone else benefit from the situation that I've just gone through? And I think when we get there, it changes everything.
Well, I think this has been so motivational and helpful for me over the years, and I'd like you to share with our listeners how they can get your book and learn more about you. We try to keep these episodes short, as you know, but can you tell us a little bit more now on how we can find out about your book?
Sure. You can go to my website, which is davidcooksspeaks.com, and there's information on there about me and the book and how to contact me. And you can also pick up the book at amazon.com and also at your local Barnes and Noble stores.
Well, that is a tremendous compliment to you, because I know you speak all around the country, and I can guarantee anyone who's listening today that hires David to come in, you will find this to be an impactful time for yourself and for your team. And David, I thank you so much for being with us today. And again, you can learn more about our episodes on the Rook Riff podcast, Focus to the Employer Brand, at VersantSolutions.com, my company. So thank you, David, and thank everyone. And we'll look forward to hearing more from you down the road. And congratulations on the Barnes & Noble distribution. That's pretty exciting, too.
Great. Thank you, Will. Appreciate it.